Wellstone was the short, rumpled senator with the strong neck trailing a fraying tie who would rush into the plane just as the door was closing, nod and smile, take a seat, and burrow his nose into a pile of papers. I saw him do exactly that on a few occasions over the years, when he was flying back home to Minnesota, up to Boston for a conference, or out west to campaign for a friend. Who knew what was in those papers? Memoranda, I imagine. Government reports bound with plastic loops, constituent letters, and a litter of newspaper clippings. But while other passengers dozed or stared dully through the window, you could see Senator Wellstone's old college wrestler's neck arching toward the papers. I remember thinking, he's still trying to pin something down. Politicians and reporters are often natural adversaries, but they're also often traveling companions. They both know what it's like to land late at night in a bright, lonely airport after the cabs have all gone home. They both know what it's like to be urgently busy and surrounded by people, then suddenly lonely. In these hours after his death, many of Paul Wellstone's friends and admirers of both parties have mentioned his principled and reliable liberalism. But after just a couple of chance encounters, what I remember is his joy. Paul Wellstone seemed to love being a senator. While other office holders have complained, understandably, about the long hours, exhaustive travel, estrangement from home, and the incessant necessity of asking everyone you know for campaign money, Paul Wellstone always spoke with a kind of marvel about how great it was to represent your state in the U.S. Senate. It was a privilege to be able to ask tough questions of powerful people and meet people with problems who needed his help. It was a privilege to share lunch and hear memories from people at a senior citizen center in Bemidji, and to hear the Edina High School band play Louie Louie because they'd heard that he liked it. It was a privilege to be able to stand up on the floor of the U.S. Senate to speak your mind and vote your conscience. Senator Wellstone and his wife, Sheila, their daughter, Marcia, three staff members and two pilots were on their way to the funeral of a friend's father when they died yesterday. Paul Wellstone was an outspoken political progressive, but he seemed to have a traditional idea about duty and honor in politics. Among a group of politicians who often seem uniformly smooth, Paul Wellstone was the rumpled man with the pulled-down tie who cherished the chance he had to touch history and reach into people's lives.